Good morning. This past week's daf was daf Lamed Vav from Maseches Pesachim, second perek. Let's see. We'll start from the bottom of Lamed Hayom Beis. The Brayis was talking about Tevel. See, it's the last of the narrow lines before the wide lines get very wide. Tana Rabbanu. You see what that is? Tana Rabbanu. Yochol Yoytzei Adnei Chavasu B'Tevel Shloi Niskim. The Braisa says that one might think that he could be Yoytzei his Chiv of Achilas Matzo with Tevel Shloi Niskim. And the Braisa continues, but before the Braisa has a chance to continue, the Gemara jumps on the Braisa that something doesn't make sense over here. Tevel shaloi niskin. It sounds like a certain kind of tevel. Right? Tevel, which, you know, the tevel which is loi niskin. That the Gemara called tevel nami ha loi niskin. Any tevel is loi niskin. That's, isn't that what tevel is? Tevel is tfuo produce that hasn't been taken off the proper trumas and maishas. So, How would it be proper to call it tevel shaloi niskin? It's tevel. That's it. So what does the Braisa mean? The Gemara says elab tevel shaloi niskin called sarkar. That's what the Gemara means over here. Tevel that wasn't fully. That means that certain things were taken off. It did have certain tikkunim. As we know that there's tevel that they have truma, ma'is tradition, ma'is sheni, ma'is oni. From the meiser, the strumas meiser, number of different things that we need to take off to mafish in order to be matir iser tevel. So the Gemara explains with that when the Braisa says but tevel shalei niskin, it sounds like it's talking about a certain kind of tevel. What it means is that it was tevel which certain things were taken off, but it wasn't fully niskin. Right? It wasn't completely taken off all the proper portions to give to the different people and things that have been taken off. But Tevel Shel Niskin called Sarkar. Shnot Menot Shem Gedoylam, but not Menot Shem Mas Meiser, Meiser Rishon, Veloy Meiser Shein, Afil Meiser Oni. So the Mashmois and the Brayis are over here when it calls Tevel Shel Niskin. It's coming to tell us that we're saying a chiddush that you can't be Yetzi even though things were taken off, but as long as it's missing something, then it also can't be used. Okay, and this needs a little bit of explanation over here, what the additional chiddush in that is, but we're not going to go into that right now, and we'll view this price as the source that tevel cannot be used. Now let's hear again what tevel is. Tevel is an iser, right? It's osir. It's osir for one to eat tevel. And the Braisa is telling us that, how do I know that if one cannot be yates with that? Now, obviously, it's not a question of iser v'hetu, whether he may use it or not. Kipshutai. Right? We'll see, because, I mean, if it's osir, the question is, if he ate it, is he yates or not? Right? You know, maybe he was even aver, but does that prevent him from getting a mitzvah? Fine, you know, he did not aver, but he wasn't a mitzvah. Right? So that's kipshutai what this Braisa is coming to tell us, that he's not yetz at all. He's not yetz at all. So not the Braisa saying v'nayin. How do you know that? How do we know that tevel you're not yetz? Right? The Braisa is telling us that it's. Even if it's just missing one final thing, it wasn't taken off. Even if it's missing only Ma'aser Oni. Now, when Rashi speaks out, that Ma'aser Oni doesn't even have any Kedusha on it. Tamalem Le'Seich Lev Chomets. This is the Hekesh that we had before. Le'Seich Lev Chomets, Shiva Sem Teich Lev Matzes. The Gemara doesn't bring the second part of the Pasuk. But this is the Hekesh that we had before, that the Pasuk is Makish Matzah to Chomets. And in that Hekesh, that comparison, the more I learned before, that conditions, tnoim, in the keem of the mitzvah of achilas matzah are dependent on chametz. Remember, we had this before, where the Gemara talked about our Mishnah says that one can only be yetzer the mitzvah of achilas matzah with a matzah which is made from a chamesh saminim. It is v'doichinat. How do we know that? So the Gemara says from this pasuk over here that the fact that the pasuk is relating the mitzvah of achilas matzah to chametz, that tells us that only something which can become chametz, that's the kind of thing that yetzer the mitzvah of achilas matzah. Of course, when you wash it, doesn't become chametz. Or is v'doichin? The Gemara told us before it's not these minim. They're not machmets, they're masriach, and therefore you can't be yetz mitzvah. So we saw this braisa before. So the more over here is learning an additional condition in matzah. Let's see what's that condition. Leisoichal of chometz, mishi sur mishum baal toichal olav chometz. Yotzezeh she'en sur eni sur mishum baal toichal chometz. There's a condition in matzah that it has to be something which could contain the iser of achilas chometz, were it to be chometz, were it to be machmetz. Yotzezeh, that excludes tevel, she'en isur mishum baal toichal chometz. Tevel can't have it, does not have on it the iser of achilas chometz, el mishum baal toichal tevel. If a person, let's just hear what it says over here. Person has tefillah, he doesn't take off the proper trumas and maisers, or you know, even just one thing is missing, and he bakes it, right? Into a let's say it becomes chometz, right? It becomes chometz. Now he eats it on Pesach. He's not over the iser chometz.
And what?
He's not over the iser chometz. Yeah, he ate a cookie. Cookie on Pesach, you hear? That was made out of tevel. He's not over this chametz of eating chametz.
Why not?
Oh, good question. That's the most question. No. Right? But we'll see in a minute. We'll see in a minute why about. But it seems to be that something produce which is tevel doesn't get on it the iser of chametz. So therefore, the Gemara is saying that's the reason why this produce, were you to make it into a matzah, and be careful that it doesn't become chametz, you're not yetzer mitzvah. Why? Because it's something which can have on it the iser chametz. Okay? That's what we learn. Yeah? And now the Gemara asks you a question. In fact, the Gemara, if you see the chametz, lehechen ozlo, where to go? The iser chametz, lehechen ozlo, where to go? Well, why is there no iser chametz? I mean, you're machmas it, you know? It's chametz over here. Right? It looks like chametz, tastes like chametz. Well, why is no iser chametz? Zot Gemara, amarav sheishis, manav shimin hi. Oh, this is the answer. This is the answer. Because this price is Rav Shimon, Doma ain't Issa Chalalis. This price is going to Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon holds ain't Issa Chalalis. The concept of ain't Issa Chalalis is, in general understanding of it, is that if something is Osir, let's say Osir to eat, for whatever reason, for reason Aleph, and now something happened to it which really should cause it to become osur. Right, let's say our tevel over here, right? Tevel. So produce originally starts out as being tevel, right? Even before it becomes chametz. So it's also to become tevel. Now it's going to become chametz. Right? Let's say you machmetz it on Pesach. Now does it become osur? Is it chal on it? And iser chametz? Well, if you hold ein iser chal iser, that means that a second iser can't be chal on something to ask for something a second time. It's already osir. Ein iser chal al iser. A second iser can't be chal on something which is already osir. The fact that it's already osir prevents a second iser from being chal. So in this situation, since this was osir, because of tevel, you couldn't eat it. This is achila. Because of tevel, so that even though it becomes chometz, and we're now holding on Pesach, it's not chal on it, the iser of achilas chometz. If someone eats it, he's over this tevel. But he's not over a second iser of chometz. This is Reb Shimon Shita. Now, when the Gemara says it's Reb Shimon Shita, Actually, we don't mean to say that, let's say, the Chachomim argue on the concept and they hold Isser Chal al Isser. It's a big machlokes to know him about this. But what we mean over here is that the Rabbanon hold that in certain situations an Isser could be Chal al Isser. For example, the Gemara talks about something called an Isser Chomer. If the second Isser is more Chomer than the first. See, the idea over here is that if the second Isser has nothing to add to the first Isser, so the Gemara calls that there's no mokum for it to be Teufis, right? Because that original thing was already Ogast, it was very Aser up. So then Isser has to be Chal on a mokum of Heter. So there's no place for it to grab onto. However, if the second Isser has something to add, the Dimar talks about different things. It's a Krelis, Moisif, Sechomer, different things. Okay, right? So if there's something for the second Isser to add, then the Chachomim hold that the second Isser could be Chal. You know, it's able to grab hold from that place. And once it's Chal, then it's Chal fully. Rab Shimon holds in a Chal Isser, even in these situations. That's what the Gemara means, that this Brayis is according to Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon holds that in a Chal Isser, even, like for example, like you're saying, in our case over here, the Isser Chometz has an Isser Chorus, right? It's an Isser Chomer, more so than Tevel. So, were we to hold that Isser Chomer in Isser is Chal al Isser, then we'll be able to be Chal. Rav Shimon holds that even though the second one is more Chomer, nevertheless, the first Isser prevents the second one from being Chal. And the Mor brings, Mor shows us where we find Rav Shimon holds like this. This time, Rav Shimon Omer, Ha'echon Nevel B'yam HaKippurim, Potter. Someone eats Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, you're not eating any food, right? And it's an Isser Achila. Isser Achila. Let's say someone eats a Nevela on Yom Kippur. Halacha is Potter. Rashi says, potter over here, right, means from a korban, from being a korban, mitam yom kippur, there's a chiv chorus on a chil b'm kippurim, and thereby b'shoigeg, there's a korban, so ha'oichon v'm kippurim, potter, of course he's chayv mishum nevela, but mishum yom kippur is not chal. He's not chayv. Why is that? Because the ain is a chal alisser. Because at the time when Yom Kippur was Chal, when the point of time of the Yom Kippur came, this Nevela was Osir previously, Mitam Nevela. It was very Osir. So now the Isser Yom Kippurim, so it was Osir to eat it, and even before Yom Kippur. So now when Yom Kippur comes, the Isser Yom Kippur can't be Chal. Even though over here, that the Isser Yom Kippur is more Chomer, right? Because there's a chorus, Nevela is no Chomer. As a matter of fact, that there's an Isser Koilel over here, that Yom Kippur answers all kinds of food, right? Not only Nevela. And for that matter, right, that we had that also before concerning Tevel, right? The Chometz answers everything, not only things which are Tevel. Even something which was taken off is Nisach Hametz. Nevertheless, Reb Shimon holds that you're potter because it ain't Nisach Hametz, right? Even though you have these additions that the second Isser might be adding on, nevertheless he holds ain't Nisach Hametz. If the Iker Isser was there before, then the second Isser can't be Chal. Like I mentioned, the Rabbanon hold that in these situations Isser Chal al Isser, but not meaning to say that they argue totally on the idea of ain't Nisach Hametz. Let's see the Rashi over here. You see the Rashi over here? This is like around 6-7 lines up. Kol tevel nami le iskin kashahu. That was the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara interrupts the Braisa in middle and asks the question. Now we don't understand what's this term of tevel shaloi niskin. Kol tevel nami le iskin kushahu. It seems to be that there might have been welcome to learn that this is not a question. Rashi has to you might have learned maybe this is part of the Brayis or whatever it is. Right? But you see, Rashi has to make a point over here to steer us that we shouldn't make a mistake in what these words are. Okay, Zok Rashi Vaitan. Or Yafil Maisa Oni. A Chiddush. If it's only missing Maisa Oni, it wasn't taken off. Shein Baishim Kedusha. That's the Chiddush of Maisa Oni. Afilu, right, Maisa Oni. That has no Kedusha. The Ilu Maisa Rishon, even though Maisa Rishon also, when it's Maisa Oni, it's not a Kedusha, anyone could eat it. Right? It's as far as a monetary, it has to go to the Oni. But if someone eats it, you know, it's not any worse than, you know, if he's eating someone else's food, right? There's no Isra Achila on it. Right? It might be some kind of a gezel. So on that Rashi speaks out, Maish Rishon Lachar is also Mutter. Again, Maish Rishon, you have to give it to the Levi. But anyone can eat it. Right? You know, definitely after the Levi gets it, there's no issue, he can give it to anyone to eat it. So what's the special chiddush of Maiser Oni? So that Rashi says that Maiser Rishon has a side kedusha in it. Is Beitrumas Maiser Shi Kedushim. Maiser Sheni, that's Kula Kodesh. Maiser Sheni, you know, it has this din that you have to eat it in Yerushalayim. Special din, Maiser Sheni, Kipirach Batumul V'chulu. So that's the chiddush of the Brayso over here. Like that's what we saw. That even if it was taken off, most, let's say, of the things that had to be taken off, as long as it's missing something, you can't use it. Mishisur mishum bal teichel chometz ata yoytze b'yde pesach matzah b'pesach imasoy matzah. Something which can contain the iser chometz, if it was made into chometz, such a thing can be used for matzah if you were careful not to make into chometz. Obviously, right? Zok Rashi on top. Rashi Tab is going on the Brayis that's showing us that Reb Shimon Shita is the Enes Nechal Issa, even though the second Isser has what to add to the first Isser. Ha'ochel nevel b'em kibum shoygig. Rashi over here says shoygig. Although place of Rashi explains differently. But ha'ochel nevel b'em kibum shoygig, potter zok Rashi mechatos. He's potter mechatos. The Achil of Yom Kippur, the Isser Yom Kippur is not mechayv mechatos. Why? Because the Isser is not chal on here. I say, in order for someone to have the chiyuvim of an Isser, the Isser has to be chal. Right? I don't know what the English word for chal is, but
take effect.
Okay. Right, the Isser has to take effect on this thing. Right, this specific Isser, it has to become nesa because of Yom Kippur. And being that Nisr Chal Isser, so the first Isser, this Nevela prevents the second Isser from Michal, so even though today is Yom Kippur, but there's a problem with the taking effect of the Isser. Right? So the Isser doesn't attach itself to this Nevela, so this Nevela is a Nevela which doesn't, Yom Kippur doesn't answer. Now Rashi goes another step. Rashi talks like this. I mean, this price seems to say that anyone, if a person eats Nevela and Yom Kippur in all situations, that he's not over the Isser Yom Kippur. And the explanation for that is because of Enes Nechal Isser. Now, Enes Nechal Isser is assuming that the Isser Nevela was Chal first. That means that before Yom Kippur came, this was died before Yom Kippur. Now Yom Kippur comes, so Yom Kippur meets this with an Isser Nevela on it already, so it's already offered to eat. So that's why it can't be Chal on it, the Isser Yom Kippur. But what about if it dies on Yom Kippur? Right. It seems to say, Eichel Nevela Yom Kippur doesn't make any differences. What about if it dies on Yom Kippur? Now, if it dies on Yom Kippur, then the Isser Yom Kippur came first. And then the Isser Nevela came. Right? If an animal dies on Yom Kippur.
But as soon as it dies, it's a Nevela. As soon as it dies.
Okay, but when Yom Kippur came, yeah. Right? The onset of Yom Kippur last night.
Yeah. So it came together.
Okay, before, because it didn't die yet.
Yeah.
Right? The Isser Nevela is Chal on when it dies. It died 12 o'clock in the afternoon on Yom Kippur, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, last night, when Yom Kippur was Chal, every food was also to eat.
Oh.
So this thing, the Isser Nevela wasn't here yet, on this animal, so the Isser Yom Kippur should have been Chal, right? So that's what Rashi over here is speaking out and coming to explain to us. So we'll ask it as a question, right? This price seems to imply, if you're laying this, Chal, listen, then one who eats an Avela on Yom Kippur will not be over the Isser Yom Kippur because the Isser Nevela, which was prior to the Isser Yom Kippur, prevents it from being Chal. On that, Rashi says, that depends. Depends when it died. That's good if it died before Yom Kippur. So the Isser Nevela was here at the time when the Isser Yom Kippur wants to be Chal. There's something there blocking it. It can't get on there. Okay, fine. There's this Nevela. But in the event that the animal first died on Yom Kippur itself, so at the time, Leil Yom Kippur, when the Isser Achila was Chal on all other foods, there was no Isser Nevela on this thing. Right? So why in that case is the Isser Yom Kippur not Chal? So Prashin, V'im Bo'ebayim Isnavlo, and if the animal became a Nevela on Yom Kippur, so L'choid over here, where you think that, well, this Yom Kippur came first. So how could any sechal lisa tell me that Yom Kippur is not chal? There was no Issa Nevela before the Yom Kippur. Afilu hochi, Rashi says, nevertheless, how you say, kol Yom Kippur mishmei evim rachai. So Rashi, true, the Issa Nevela wasn't there. But regardless, when the Issa Yom Kippur was coming to be chal, it was usur to eat for a different reason other than Yom Kippur. So let it be the animal was alive and wasn't an Nevela. But it still had an Isser. Are you allowed to eat a live animal? No. Evim Nechayim. Right? So, since at the time Yom Kippur came, regardless, whether it was alive or dead, there was some kind of Isser on this animal at the time. So, this Yom Kippur was never Chal. Yeah? Let's hear that. The din of Ein Isser Chal Alissa means...
Doesn't Evim Nechayim... Oh, this animal became an Avela, so...
No, Evim Menachai means Evim Menachai. The animal right now is alive, right? So is it mutter for me to eat a piece of this animal right now?
Avada nisht.
Why not? It's called Evim Menachai, right? If I pull up a piece
yeah.
and I eat it, it's a still live animal, right? Yeah. Evim Menachai, yeah. It's also, right? So that means that while an animal is alive, there's an Isra Achil on it called Evim Menachai. When it dies... Right, if it dies without a proper shechita, right? Then it becomes a nevela, right? So then it gets an iser nevela on it. But regardless, it's always usur for a different reason other than Yom Kippur. So therefore Rashi is saying, so one of these two isurim will always prevent the iser Yom Kippur from being chal.
But he doesn't do it, but he's not, he doesn't do Eivim Menachai on Yom Kippur.
What does it mean, do Eivim
Menachai? It's only Eivim Menachai if it's not shechted properly, no?
Eivim Menachai is...
If it's shechted properly, then...
It's not Nevel either.
It's not Nevel either.
No shechita over here. No one's making shechita over here. This is without shechita.
Oh, it just died
right?
on itself.
Yeah. So while it's alive, right, while it's alive, there's an Isser Achila that's riding on the animal. You know what that Isser is called? Eivim Menachai. Right? That means we'll someone to pull off a piece of the animal...
Hmm.
It's also to eat, even though that didn't become an avela, it's not an avela now, but there's an Issa Eivim Menachai. Were a person to kill an animal, so at the time that the animal dies, it becomes an avela, and it has an Issa Nevela. It's not Eivim Menachai anymore, now it's an avela. So Rashi's saying, that therefore, that's what this Braisa means, that regardless, someone who eats an avela on Yom Kippur, regardless when the animal actually became Nevela, died, but when Yom Kippur came, the Issa Yom Kippur couldn't be Chal on this animal. On that, Rashi says, because the animal has a previous Issa. What's the previous Issa? Well, if the animal died before Yom Kippur, the Issa Nevela was before Yom Kippur. So the Issa Nevela is what's stopping Yom Kippur from being Chal. If the animal was alive in the onset of Yom Kippur, so then the Issa Eivim Menachai prevented the Issa Yom Kippur from being Chal. Right? So that's how Rashi explains why Reb Shimon holds that regardless whether the animal died on Yom Kippur or before Yom Kippur, the Issa Yom Kippur is Nachal, and that's why the Braisa says that Reb Shimon holds that someone who eats a Nevelim on Yom Kippur doesn't have the Chiyuve that the Issa Yom Kippur gives him, because the Issa Yom Kippur is Nachal.
Right.
Okay?
Now what about if he does it B'mezid? Because Rashi says Shoik.
Right. So if he does it b'mezid, see, the Mepharshim explained that b'mezid is achir malchus. Now, you don't see the difference so much between Nevela and Yom Kippur in the mezid, because either of the two could be mechayev malchus. So, were we to say that ha'oichel nevela b'yom kippurim is not chayiv malchus, wouldn't be so exact, because you are chayiv malchus. Right? So that's what Rashi says it over here, b'shegeg, in order to talk about something that they don't have in common. Achiv korban is only yom kippur, nevela is not mechayiv a korban. So that's what Rashi explains, that we're talking about b'shegeg over here, and therefore when it says over here that your potter, what's it referring to? It's potter from a korban, Rashi says, which is something that only Yom Kippur could have been mechayev. I didn't force him to talk about, you know, maybe it could have been enough, maybe amazing to be chayev one or two, but Akon, that's Kipshuta, but this Rashi over here is saying, that's what Rashi is talking, right? So this that Rashi says b'shegeg is just to bring out the point, but of course that the b'shegeg means not mekdimah as far as whether it's yom kippur. The point over here is that yom kippur is not chal. If yom kippur is not chal, then it's not going to make no difference as far as shegeg or mezid. You're not going to have any chiyuvim for yom kippur, right? Okay. Now let's just see over here, touch on, because you know this enes chal is a Shas concept which will come up. So just discuss what Tosafot talks about over here. We won't go into that sugya, it's a sugya by itself, but just to get a little feel. Tosafot asks the question on Rashi as follows. We'll read it inside and then we'll explain it. See, Tap Tosafot Hoich Nevelim Kippurim Pisha Kunchish Rashi explains that feeling this lavla b'yem Kippurim, even if the animal first becomes a b'yem Anyam Kippur. So at the time when Yom Kippur came, it wasn't an Avela yet. So you don't have the Issa Avela to stop the Issa Yom Kippur from being Chal. Right, that's what Rashi was discussing. Rashi told us, no problem. I feel in the start of B'yom Kippurim, Loi Chayla Le Issa Yom Kippurim. Why? Tahare Havi Allah Issa Evim Nachay. Because regardless that when Yom Kippur came, there was some kind of previous Issa over there. Granted, it wasn't the Isser Nevela because it wasn't dead, but fine. But when it's alive, you have the Isser Evi Menachem, which is preventing the Isser Yom Kippur from being found. The Koshul effect places a kasha. The Hoki Poka Isser Evi Menachem, when the Isser Evi Menachem goes off, means when the animal dies. At the point the animal dies, what happens to the Isser Evi Menachem? It goes off. It's not Evi Menachem anymore. Right? So right then, Yochol Allah Issa Yom Kippur Nevel B'Vasachas Fek Tosfos. They let the Issa Nevel and Yom Kippur Bechal together. They should coincide. The Moed Rav Shem Bissa B'Vasachas Fek Tosfos like this. Today's question is based on a few things that we have to clarify over here. But let's start with this first thing. More talk about Issa B'Vasachas, right? Ein Issa Chal Al Issa, right? Ein Issa Chal Al Issa is always talking about if there's a previous Isser already on this, and a second Isser wants to be Chal. So the previous Isser will prevent, right? It's called Zachazer. They're there one after the other. This is here first. This one can't come. It can't be Chal because it was already also, so no place for the Isser to grab onto. That's the idea. But let's say, two Isurim Machal B'Chasachas. Let's say the facts are such that this thing, right at the same time, becomes Nesar for two reasons. What about Issa Basachas?
Simultaneous.
Oh, that's the word I'm looking for. Yeah. Simultaneous. So on that place it says that Reb Shimon holds that Issa Basachas, the Ochal. Okay? If so, fact-tais is like this. Let's follow what's going on. You have over here the animal which dies Yom Kippur afternoon. Yeah? That's what we're talking about. Okay? So Leil Yom Kippur, when the Issa Yom Kippur is chal on all foods, right? The animal at this time, running around, it's the Issa on this animal is Eivim Nachai, right? So on Leil Yom Kippur, when the Issa is chal on all other foods around in the house, but it was not chal on Issa Yom Kippur on this animal. Why? Because there was a previous Issa, Eivim Nachai. Yeah? True. Mm-hmm. That's what Rashi says. That's right. Now let's follow through. A few hours later, the animal dies, right? Now he's done on Yom Kippur. The Issa Yom Kippur, right, is hovering over here, trying to be chal. It can't be chal because it has a previous Isser of Eiv Merachai, which is not allowing it to be chal. Now, the second the animal dies, the Issa Eiv Merachai goes off, and now, at the same time, this is a time that two Yisurim are trying to be chal. Nevela and Yom Kippur. So it's a basachas. Sefrek Taisvis, that what Rashi says is not sufficient to explain over here when the animal dies on Yom Kippur. Why is it that the Yom Kippur is not chal? In this situation, true that when Yom Kippur started last night, the Yom Kippur wasn't chal at that time when it was Aser Olafus. That's true because the behemoth was also in time of Nechai from before. That's true. But the second the animal dies, the Yisr Eiv Nechai goes off. And a new Yisr Nevela is chal. So at that point, when that goes off, the Yom Kippur could be chal together with the Yisr of Nevela. That's Taisis' kasha. Right, so therefore, Taisis is asking that what Rashi is saying is not sufficient, being that Rav Shimon is moida by Issa Basachas when the two Yisrim are chal simultaneously. So if the animal dies on Yom Kippur, so right at that point when the animal dies and this Eiv Merachai goes off, right then the Issa Yom Kippur should be chal together with the Issa Neveilah. Mir Yishloimar, Taisis says, I'll tell you. The explanation over here a little bit different than what Rashi says. Mir yeshlem afilin snab yom kippurim lichay la lo isi yom kippurim. The iser she'en is a vuach have beinami meikorum vakat lipoka mine. Okay, this is a Taisvis over here, famous Taisvis. And Taisvis says that aside from the iser eva menachai kipshutai, there's another iser, right? An iser called ein is a vuach. Right? The fact that it's not shechted, anything which is not shechted, Taisvus Shita is that is an Isser by itself. And therefore Taisvus says if we accept that there's such an Isser called Eina Zavuach, so that means an animal, as long as it's not shechted, has this Isser on it, so that Isser was on it at the time the animal was alive. And when it dies, without being shechted, that Isser is remaining on it. Right? So the Isser Ein Zavuach is constantly here, and that's what's going to prevent the Isser Yom Kippur from being chal. So Taisus is saying, right? According to that, you have to know, is the Isser Nevela chal? But the point of Taisus is that even if it's Nisnav on Yom Kippur, the reason for that is because there was an Isser which was there before Yom Kippur, and that Isser is still here even after the animal dies. Because that Isser is aside from the Isser of Eiv Menachai, which that would have gone off, and you'd have a Basachas, like Taisus asks, but there's an Isser called Eina Zavuach. Something is not shechted, that in itself is an Isser, and that Isser remains from when the animal is alive. If it just died, it wasn't shechted, that Isser is still here. So that Isser was constantly here, so that Isser will prevent this Yom Kippur from being chal.
So Tosfos is arguing on Rashi of the Isser, or he's not explaining Rashi, right?
He's not explaining Rashi. Right? Rashi would seem to say that the Isser Eiv Menachai could help us over here, right? That needs explanation, has it work. It would seem to be from Rashi that somehow the Eiv Menachai and the Vela work together, right? Tosfos is asking, well, you know, that it's two different Isurim, so then there's a break in the action right over at that point, and then there should be chal on Isser Basachas. And therefore, Taisus has to say that there's an Isser that was here already from when the animal was alive, and it's still here. And that's what Taisus has to come up with, a new Isser of Eina Zavuach. Okay.
You can't say Pasha that Eina Zavuach is Isser of Eir Menachai in a live form and the Vela in a dead form. That would be a
pshat
for Rashi also.
No? Okay. So I mean that's a very, you know, a chiddush, right? So, you know, we probably need a little basis to say that. But you know, that might be machshava. If we get a little basis, you know, to support that, then we could start thinking, right? Okay.
One of the strategies is that Yom Kippurim, there are two different types of Yisurim, Eiv Menachai and Yom Kippurim. One's Isser Gar, one's Isser Chefetz. It's a funny thing that we're trying to say that they don't they don't coincide. They don't, because they're totally different types of isurim. You know? It's like the fact that we're saying that when Yom Kippur starts, this live animal, it was usur on this mensch, is like it has no shaychus to him. It's not a food. It's not.
How do you know what you're saying? That Yom Kippur is Nisagavron and it's the Chepsin?
We've seen a little bit, but
Okay, so maybe we have to verify the assumptions of this question here. You could be right, but we need a little basis to ask the question, right? Right. And then we'll have to check in Issa Chalal Issa whether there's a difference between Issa Gav and Issa Chefsa.
But just in the statement alone of Yom Kippur comes and this animal running around is also on me because of Yom Kippur, because it's a food. Isn't that a little funny that we should say that?
You're asking Mitzad Gav and Chefsa?
Even if I don't know that.
Right.
Just saying.
Doesn't Yom Kippur... Doesn't Yom Kippur answer all foods?
Yeah, but this is not a food. This is an animal running around
It's not a food. That's what you want to say. Yom Kippur isn't...
So not to eat food. So, okay, so food. So I have the bread on my table, I can't eat. Is Yom Kippur? Oh, no, but...
I don't know. I mean, is Evim and Achai and Isra Achila? I mean, it comes the food after you pull off the piece. I mean, when
is there Evim and Achai Chal?
Yeah, I mean, it seems to be, right? That means that it's there wall, right? Before you pull it off, right? That's what we're talking about. We're talking about that the animal, nothing was pulled off the animal, Tais is saying, right? So while the animal is whole, there's an Isra Evim and Achai on it. It seems to be that right now this animal, you know, is considered a meichel, that it can have an iser on it.
If someone were to eat, let's say, a small, let's say a live fish or something, right? That's ever minachai, even without pulling it off.
Okay, right. But the point is that right now. It's in the situation that it's considered an oichel. Right? I don't think it's becoming more of an oichel, later. Right? So you see that even Nechai is something that's alive. Right? And there's no reason why even Nechai should be even Nechai more than the Yom Kippur as far as the achil is concerned. The truth of the matter is that if anything, Yom Kippur is not even so poshut whether the iser is nisachila, right? Loy suune, right? Has different shir, misvedaita, it's not. Okay. Lomazenz. Okay, let's just talk about over here something that we got to talk about. So let's just finish the Gemara. Let's finish the Gemara. See here, so the Gemara over here, we're darshening. We have a drosh over here which tells us basically that tevel can't be used for matzah. Why? Because tevel is something which can have on it the iser chometz. Now, tevel is easier as far as the issue that Rashi and Tosis were just discussing, because tevel is something that, when it's born, it has the iser tevel. So that's why we understand that tevel, iser tevel will always be there, and therefore it'll prevent the iser chametz from being chal. That, it's not simple to think of a way that, the iser chametz was chal first. Okay. Second point, the more I'm saying about the iser tevel is there, iser chametz is not going to be chal on it because of evim and achai, because of ein iser chal al iser. So, kuma is at this price, at this point, is Reb Shimon. So according to that, it comes out that, if we don't pass like Reb Shimon, it's the chalal iser. So shayin says, then you could be yotze with matzah shel tevel. That's what should come out. However, the Gemara goes a little weiter, maybe tries to go a little bit weiter, right, to say more. So the Gemara, don't limit don't limit this din, this limud that you can't be yetsu to matzah shel tevel to Reb Shimon. I feel terrible, and we could touch the brisa to include Rabbonon. And when the Gemara asked over there, v'isa tevel, v'isa chometz, heichon ozlo, right, the Gemara is going to explain to us now that actually the brisa didn't mean to say that it doesn't carry the isa chometz. I feel terrible, mishi sur mishum baal toichel chometz bilvad, yotza zeh shein isur mishum baal toichel chometz bilvad. And that Gemara is adjusting the braisa a little bit, and really is taking care of the diuk, right, that the Gemara had made before. That the braisa, the way we, the original nusach of the braisa, the way we have it, tells us that something which is not going to have the isur chometz, you can't be yotza matzah, and that's why it's dependent on Rishim Enes the Chalalis. And that thing where it says that, no, actually the drasha of the Pasuk doesn't mean they say something which doesn't have Enes the Chometz, but what it means to say, you could only be Yetzir something which only has the Issa Chometz on it. But something which has an additional Issa on it, then you can't be Yetzir. That's what we learn from over here. The Hekish that the Torah is saying between the Mitzvah of Achilas Matzah and Chometz, the condition of the mitzvah of achilas matzah, that it could be eitam matzah, is something which the only iser that it carries is a possible iser of chometz. But if there's a different iser on it, then you're not yetzin. Right? So according to this, that'll come out even with our bonon, because we don't mean to get involved in the ein iser chal iser. You hear? The original nusach of the braisa was something that can't have the Issa Chometz. That's what it is. In other words, the condition to be Yaitza, the Matzah, is something which could have an Issa Chometz. Something which can have an Issa Chometz, then you're not Yaitza. Right? And that we want to know, why can't you have the Issa Chometz? Right? Let that also be Chal. Right? What's the problem? Tevel? You know, that's what the Gemara got involved with. Reb Shimon, in order to maintain the Braisa as the Braisa was seen to be Mashma. Now the Gemara is saying that maybe we could adjust the Braisa a little bit, and the Braisa never meant to say that. The Braisa meant to say that the Josh is something which you can only eat the matzah with something which only has on it the possibility of an iser chometz, right? If you were to be machmatzit. But something which carries a different iser, that you're not yetzah. So the reason why you're not yetzah with tevel is because it's carrying an additional iser. That's the Gemara means over here. If you look at the Gemara, I feel temer abonan, now the Gemara continues. This is how we're going to adjust the drasha. What could you use to be yetzer the mitzvah of matzah? Something which only has the possibility of iser chometz, were it to be chometz, were it to be machmetz. Yotzer zeh to exclude tevel. Shein iser mishum bal toichal chometz bilvad. That tevel, it doesn't contain only the possibility of an iser chometz. El af mishum bal toichal tevel. It also has the iser tevel. That's why you can't be yetzer. So if we adjust the drasha to this, then it could come out even according to the Rabbanon, and it'll make an afkamin la'alocha, that even if you don't pass in that Reb Shimon, it's chal iser, even lididan, it's chal iser, when you have an iser moisif, nevertheless, the halacha is that you can't be yaitze one if one uses a matzah shel tevel. That's what the Gemara wanted to say. Okay, is that good enough?
You can't be yaitze with a matzah
shel tevel.
Shel tevel.
Right? That's what this whole braisa is talking about.
But if it became chametz, that tevel, then.
So we're saying right now that if this tevel becomes chametz, then you'll be over the issur chametz.
You will be over the issur chametz.
Right. But nevertheless, if it doesn't become tevel and you want to use it for matzah, you're not yetzer. Why are you not yetzer? Because a condition in matzah is something which does not carry any other isurim with it.
Yeah, and right. This...
And this is carrying an Issa Tevel.
So you won't be able to the matzah with it.
Right, you won't be able to matzah. Uh-huh. Okay, let's just read the next couple of lines. And that Gemara says, Gemara is not happy with this, I feel Tem Rabbon. Gemara says, Midei Bilvad Ksiv, does it say in the Pasuk Bilvad? Which means that, you know, if it was just, you know, the Braisa itself, you know, we're not having problems adjusting the Braisa. But the Gemara is saying, as far as the drasha is concerned, that we don't have any right to make the drasha, that the drasha should tell us that it could only have an Isser Chometz and not any other Isurim. Medieval Vagsiv in the Pasuk. So therefore we have no right to twist the drasha like this. And therefore, if this drasha is being made, itaka has to be made like it says in the Brayis, like Mara originally understood, that we're coming to be made something which does not have the Isser Chometz, or can have the Isser Chometz, because the Isser Tevel is preventing it, like the Gemara said, Gemara says the proper way is like Rosh Hashanah said, that indeed this Braisa is only Rav Shimon. And therefore, walking away from this Gemara, we would think that therefore, if someone would happen to eat Leil Pesach or Matzah Shel Tevel, so he would be Yotzei the Mitzvah. He might also get Navir here if he eating Tevel, but he'd be Yotzei the Mitzvah. Why? Because this Gemara over here, which tells us that someone eats Matzah Shel Tevel, is not Yotzei, the drasha is going according to Shitas Rav Shimon, and it's a chalisa, because the drasha, like the Gemara comes out, is something which does not carry, we can't carry the Issa Chometz, and that's only because of Enes Chalisa, which is Rav Shimon's sheet, like the Gemara says. The Kontra Bon Issa Chalisa, so Tevel could carry the Issa Chometz. So if you made it into matzah, then there's no reason why you're not eating it.
You're making a little jump.
Yeah, okay.
We're saying that the Mishnah, which gives the reason why you can't have Tevel, why you're not Yotzei Tevel, is because of Einiser Chalaliser. Right? Because of Chamet, because you have to be Yotzei with something that has...
could have the Isser Chametz.
Right. Yeah. But the Braisa wasn't the first place that introduced the Isser of Tevel, right? The Mishnah had the Isser of Tevel.
Okay, so you have a different source. Why this the Chayyim? This is the source, the Chayyim.
Well, either you'd say you have a Stam Mishnah, and we do pass, and our Mishnah is Dafka going according to Rav Shimon,
right?
Right, and so. So that would put the halacha that way, but I would have thought more pashtus is that the Mishnah is the chachamim, right? I mean, we have a whole bunch of isurim that we say that you're not yotzei with, and that the discussion of the Gemara here is trying to understand the source of. And that's what we're saying that.
But I'm not following you. What's your other option? By me, this Gemara says that Rav Shimon is the only one who holds that you're not Yotze. Kontra Lechomim Rabbonin, right? You are Yotze. So then now you're asking that you have a Mishnah.
Wait, but by what?
The Gemara says, right? Feel tame Rabbonin. Zomar, no. Rabbonin doesn't work out with.
Right.
So this halacha over here is only Rav Shimon.
Not this halacha, this braisa.
Well, you have a different reason for this. I mean, this is the only reason we have. If you have another reason, then have another reason for it? That's the question over here. So, you know, you want to invent another reason, then you could try to work along. But you're basically coming from the fact that you have a Stam Mishnah, and you would, you like it to work out whatever you want. Okay. So, but you have to explain where it comes from. According to the Rabbanan, we don't seem to have any other reason, right?
Again, the Mishnah is filled with four or five cases that, right? I mean, the Mishnah doesn't give a reason.
Don't we need a reason?
I guess we do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So the truth of the matter is, that what you're saying is a point, but you really should be asking a little stronger, right? Didn't Rashi mention in the Sugi Mitzvah Bob Aveira? What happened to that? That's what you want to know, right? Mm-hmm. See, on the other hand, you see that also on the other hand, that maybe you're not so right, because Rashi tells us on the top Rashi, right? Demai holei chazile, the first Rashi, yeah, okay. Right. This is what you're talking about. So you're talking whole Mishnah, things are no good. Demai holei chazile. So Rashi, what's wrong with that? I mean, come on, Mishir Surah. This is our drasha over here. Rashi tells us, right? He doesn't have a different source for this. Rashi tells us, or else, right? mitzvah baba aveira. But you see from Rashi over here that just because it's our Mishnah doesn't mean that, you know, this is the source that the Gemara talks about, right? You know, we can't invent new reasons. The Mishnah says it's also. The Gemara tells us this is what this is the reasoning. This becomes the reason of our Mishnah. If this is only Rav Shimon, our Mishnah is Rav Shimon. That's what's going to be. That's what Rashi is, right? But there happens to be a second point in Rashi. Rashi brings in mitzvah baba aveira, right? Now this is a big discussion in Mishnah. And as you can imagine, right, mitzvah aveira might on the one hand be helpful for your issue, but then it just raises a problem over here. So then what's this Bryce talking about, right? What do we need this new drasha for? We have this general din of mitzvah baba aveira, right? So the truth is that Taisus and Sukkah Taka asked this kasha, right? It's the famous question Taisus and Sukkah, Daf Lamed asks over there in the Sukkah of Mitzvah Baba Aveira, right? Mitzvah Baba Aveira is a concept that one can't be Yaitzim or Mitzvah through an Aveira. So, Ha'echa Matzah Shal Tevel, he's being over in an Aveira over here now by eating the Tevel, like we discussed before, he's definitely over in an Aveira, that's not the issue. The issue is whether the Aveira has effect on his being mekayim the mitzvah, so he'll have both, have an aveira and a mitzvah, right?
Right.
Right. So the sugi over there is mevuya, such a concept, right? It's the famous sugi over there, lulav hagozel, right? Lulav hagozel. The Mishnah talks about someone steals a lulav, you're not yetzim. Even on the yontif sheni, there's no din of lachem, doesn't have to be yours. Nevertheless, you're not yetzim because of a mitzvah habab aveira. That's what the Gemara talks about over there. And that's what Rashi mentions in the previous sugi over here, mitzvah habor baveiru. Mitzvah habor baveiru. Now there's a machlokes, I'll just mention very quickly because it's late right now, just mention that there's really machlokes and taisus in over there in Sukkah. Taisus says that mitzvah habor baveiru, he asks a similar question by Sukkah. And Tosfos says that mitzvah baveira is only an issur drabonim. Right? That's what Tosfos over there says. And according to this, right, so it comes out, so that'll help us a little bit over here. And that might help you also. Right? That might be that this that lahalocha, right? And this is the point that we wanted to make. That true coming out of this drasha over here, it would seem to be that this is only Reb Shimon. We don't pass like Reb Shimon. But however, there is another thing I've actually mentioned talking this week before, mitzvah habor baveira. I said that, and that's something which kipshuta everyone holds. Oh, it's also a bissel discussion in the Mishnah over there. Machlokes Amoraim, the Gemara in Sukkah, question Machlokes Mishnah, what they're arguing about, whether they're arguing concept or not. Akapon, but kipshuta we hold of mitzvah habor baveira, and therefore that might be the reason why definitely, you're not yoytze the mitzvah with tevel, and only kontem shimon is a new drasha. If you ask a question that what do I need this drasha take last some avera, well, if the avera is rabbanon, so then you have that'll be the cheshbon. That kontem shimon that you have a posik, so it's midaraisa, right? You're not yoytze midaraisa, but according to the rabbanon, even though midaraisa yoytze because you don't have this drasha, but there's a din rabbanon of mitzvah avera which will take away the mitzvah from you. Right? That's according to Taisa on that test that holds that it's drabonon. Men Rishayim Taka hold that it is drabonon. Right? According to Taisa that's on the flame, that's the vui that is the raisa. Taisa Taka asked Liz over a question over there, and you know that's why we didn't talk about it. Okay, so therefore you're right as far as you know haloch lemaisa. Let's just get things clear over here. Not that anyone's going to eat matzah shel tevel because regardless it's aser, but in case somehow by mistake b'shegig some tevel got slipped in there, right? And you want to know now where they have to eat an additional kizayis, right? The answer is kipshuta, yeah, because even according to rabbanon, if they don't hold it this drasha, nevertheless the mitzvah didn't have a mitzvah haavera, you're not yetsin, and therefore we'll have to eat another kizayis.